This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, copy, paste. So the Burger King shut down, this government facility has been abandoned, and somehow I missed the small military strike force that went through the portal into Foon. I missed that, and Loki Season 2. The first I need to address immediately, but most importantly, Hello from the Magic Tavern has two live shows coming up, and we're trying something new and allowing people to see them. Tickets are available now for the live show in Chicago on Thursday, January 11th at 8 p.m. at Talia Hall, as well as the San Francisco Sketchfest show on Saturday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. for some hot, hot mid-afternoon comedy at the Brava Theater with special guest Ron Funches. You can find more info and links in the show notes. Now, to shut this facility down permanently and... Oh no, I forgot about all the goblins being held captive on the lower levels.
Hello?
Hello?
Can anybody hear us?
Is anyone out there?
Hello?
Great, let's hear from the
Hello?
Featured extras. Real talk, would I be okay leaving them down there forever? Maybe? I'll consider that moral dilemma instead of listening to this.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, also the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. But this week, for once, it's not about me. It's about Wizards, the Wizards Choice Awards. And I'm so excited. I'm not sure why I'm whispering, but I'm backstage, and I feel like I shouldn't be speaking at my usual show volume. But I am joined by my Hello from the Magic Tavern co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby.
John, what's...
Arnie, I'm so nervous. I'm presenting tonight. I'm doing like a speech and presenting, and I'm just really nervous. You know, you see the Wizard Choice Awards, you know, as a kid. You know, you scry in a pool of blood, you watch it, and it's...
So as a kid, you would watch it in a pool of blood?
Oh, yeah. Everyone does. Everyone takes off the Sunday or whatever day it falls on. Uh-huh. And just kind of
stops. It can happen anywhere or anytime, but it was on a Sunday.
Anywhere, anytime, always on a Sunday. And, yeah. Yeah.
Any given Sunday.
Yes, to coin a phrase. And I just can't believe I'm in this glass castle in the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's still near Nibblebottom, but I didn't know there was a giant glass castle in the sky by Nibblebottom.
I think it formed when the wards began. It just appeared here, and I don't know that it was here before. And it will probably disappear or turn into seven dragons after we're done.
Holy cow. Well, I've got to say, I'm very excited. I've never watched the Wizard's Choice Awards before, but I'm excited to be a guest.
Oh, you just watch for the commercials?
Well, are there, like, what are the commercials usually like?
Oh, they're usually, like, too long. and yeah. sort of trying to appeal to you on some emotional level, mm-hmm. or they're just real weird.
Ernie, here's what I'll say. Definitely go to the bathroom during the commercials and not during the in memoriam. The in memoriam is impossibly short. Wizards rarely die.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so Chun the Talking Badger, also my other co-host, who is himself a wizard, so he says, Usidor the Blue.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zernanhug Stengis, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And tonight, a cavalcade of stars of the wizarding world shall march out before thee and create a spectacle like you have ne'er seen before.
Oh, how much marching is there going to be in this award show?
I mean, I think you can march as much as you want. The thing about the Wizard's Choice Awards is you kind of make it your own thing. One year, I just turned into an elephant.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. You don't really hear the word cavalcade before anything except for the word stars, huh?
That's true.
Yeah.
A cavalcade of bread. It doesn't really
okay,
work.
Touche. That's why you're the wizard.
Okay, yes, sir. All right.
I lost track. How many Wizard Choice Awards are you up for tonight?
Well, I'm up for the most important award of all, of course. Best Wizard of the Year.
Wow.
For defeating the truth. Whoa.
Does someone say Best Wizard of the Year? Well, that's going to me, Tim Tam the Teal.
Tim Tam. Oh, you don't have a chance of winning. Get out of here.
Listeners, there's a hustle and bustle of so many interesting figures back here. I'm so sorry, Tim Tam. If I know you seem to be moving from one part of the glass castle to another. Do you got a moment to be on mic with us?
Well, sure, I'd love to be on mic with you. You're so lucky to be speaking to me, because usually you can't catch me, you can't see me. I'm so teeny tiny.
Yes.
I'm a teeny tiny little wizard.
Arnie, Tim Tam is one of the smallest wizards we have.
And I have to say, I'll lock in for best short.
I hope I'm a lock in for best short narrative. Oh, fingers crossed. And also, guess what? You can't probably tell, but I lost my pants.
Oh.
I can't find them anywhere.
Okay.
Oh, well, your robe seems to be covering the important bits anyway. Do you want me to help you look for your pants?
Please help me look for my pants. I need them. Because what if I walk over some subway grate or something? When I go up on stage to receive my award and my robes billow up and you see my junk?
Sure.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, cast a pant retrieval spell.
I can do this spell. I can do it. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, you do. You can do it, too.
I see. They're both up for best wizards.
And Arnie, this is classic Wizard Choice Award shenanigans. Like, this is just absolutely classic.
You know, I'll summon my pants. I'll go somewhere else. I'll summon my pants. I don't have to do it in front of you. I don't have to prove that I can do a spell in front of you, because I'm a wizard. Whee!
Oh, there she goes.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Well, Arnie, what do you think of the crystal castle that's formed here for the Wizard's Choice Awards? Quite incredible, isn't it?
It is amazing, and there's just so much. There's so many magical artifacts. Like, I know you've been collecting stuff before.
That reminds me, Chunt, you should put that down. You should not touch that.
Oh, it just looks like a funky diamond. Is that what this is?
Well, that is a funky diamond. That is the funky diamond. And if you make it angry, it will destroy us all.
Okay. Wait, and it's called the Funky Diamond?
It's called the Funky Diamond. He got it in one.
I did do some Yo Mama jokes just a minute ago. Is that bad? Is it angry? Guys, is it behind me? Where'd it go? It's not my hands.
Well, it's probably just went to the restroom or something. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Even diamonds. Am I right?
What about Usidor? What is this gigantic stone? This is like one of the biggest artifacts I've ever seen.
Oh, this is the heart of the castle itself. It's always the heart of whatever structure appears for the Wizard's Choice Awards. Of course, it's the Stone of Ephesius. And it's, you know, it's what links all of the wizards back to the realms of Ephesius. And, you know, if it were ever lost, our connection to that realm would also be lost. And our ability to be immortal.
Hmm.
But that's why it slips in and out of pocket dimensions. It seldom appears. That's why the Wizard's Choice can happen anywhere, anytime, but always on a Sunday.
Wow. Oh, that makes sense now. Now yeah. I understand.
Yeah, the Sunday now, part makes sense now.
Now, that's not very interesting, but this is a very interesting magical item. This is a magical wand that only makes turkey really dry.
Ooh. Can I try?
Yeah, yeah. We've got a whole wall of turkeys over there.
Okay. Wow, a wall of turkey. Let me put down the wand. Wow, a wall of turkeys. This is more impressive.
You can dry all those out. Just make them totally uneatable.
Okay. If only being able to make turkey dry makes you magical, I might be a wizard.
Well, Arnie, come on.
I've been known to make a turkey. I won't say it. You know what? I won't say it. Not today, of all days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come.
Usador, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank I you. Did it for you.
Huh. We should finish each other's
base cums. Bananas.
We should finish each other's cums. Oh, look at this. Whoa, the slab of screaming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to press this. That was a tiny scream.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of like a moan or...
Yeah.
Slab of screaming really oversells it.
Well, you know, honestly, a couple of Wizards' Choice Awards ago, it was really going to town. It was really screaming, yeah. screaming. Spintax came back here and was like, man, why are you so screaming so loud? You're taking attention away from me.
That's a good Spintax.
That's a good voice.
Thank you.
The slab of screaming.
The slab of screaming.
I am Spintax.
Ooh, that's good too.
Thank you.
That was actually
this is fun. We should do this all the time. Let's make fun of Spintax until he dies.
Will you teach a class?
Sure. I need to make a little extra income.
Yes. Finish each other's income.
Excuse me, sirs. Hello. I'd like to see some badges or IDs.
Oh, this is so great. This is our security. Kel, or Piss?
Kelvax Strashmore, Ebonwing. Yes, I'm security detail for the event. Okay. Go for Kel. Great. Cool. Oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They have one of those fairies in their ears on me.
Oh, yeah. That thing is screaming
all right.
into his ear.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Well, IDs, badges.
Kel, thank you so much for being security for this award show on short notice. And please do not take it personally that we had a whole other security team originally that didn't include you. But since they have all become incapacitated, we are so excited that you and your many swords are on security for the awards.
Yep, that's me. Kel is always the one you come crawling back to. Just like all the rest of the exes. It's except that, I mean, I think it's mostly because they can't, you know, walk on two legs. Most dragons are not bipedal. No.
Yeah.
But anyway, you want to see my swords?
Yeah, I do. I guess I probably don't want to ask too much about your personal life. But yeah, got any new swords?
Oh, man. Look at this one right here. This one I ordered away for. And it's really cool because it has my family crest on it.
Hmm.
What are the symbols in your family crest? I'm not familiar with this.
Looks
this
like
crest.
One of these things is just a thumbs down.
Oh, yeah. That's from my mother's side. And the pie, that's from the Ebonwing penchant for pie throwing accuracy. Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lie.
Yeah, it sounds like your family makes bad pies. A thumbs down and then a pie. That sounds like bad
pies. I'm
going to
need to see some IDs, sirs.
Yeah, yes. Where's my badge? Where's my badge?
Oh.
Here you go.
Everything should be in order.
I'll cast my spell in magical lights in front of me. Usador.
All right.
I don't really have any identification.
Yeah. Have any ID?
But we've met. I hired you for this.
Sorry, I'm just following the rules, man.
Arnie, you should have some sort of pass to be back here. You can't just be back here.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm a known figure around Foon. Now, I've been here for 8.5 years, ever since I fell through a dimensional wall.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down. I just need to see some badges. And, oh, my God, they're pants. Did you? They're pants. Just
flying across the... Okay, I'll be right back, but I better see some ID the next time I come back here.
No problem. Arnie, should I cast a badge for you? Create one out of thin air?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, this should take a couple of weeks.
Oh,
Spinthex, what I'm telling you is that we need to just kill everyone. This is absolutely outrageous. They won't let me do my talent show. I'm a star. For them to have me singing Genlevia the Red, to refuse my performance, I just want everyone to bleed all over.
Genlevia, I've been sharpening knives since the subject of your sentence. Let's kill everyone. I agree.
This is so embarrassing. Your wands are on.
This is not an accident. I love to be heard. This is on purpose, and I want everyone to hear that I intend to kill them.
Spintax, you're such a voyeur, an opposite of a voyeur, which is an extra-yourer. That's whatever it is.
He is an extra-yourer.
He is an extra. He wants everyone to see everything. It is very, very dirty. I've seen way too much of
There's always more to show. I have many layers inside me, and I can turn myself inside out. I'll do it for you now. Let me reach inside my belly button and turn myself inside out.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. Oh, look for that nomination next year. That's going to be nominated.
His spleen is quite hot, I will say. If there was one organ that I would have intercourse with, it would be Spintax's spleen.
Arnie, best spleen play next year. Spintax is a lock.
And here I am back to my original inside out and outside ins.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what are we going to do about this situation? I have a song prepared.
Well, listen, Genlevia, I also have a song prepared, but I wasn't asked to sing. So I think what you should do is sing your damn heart out.
Neither was I. This is a good point. Neither was I. I was not asked to sing. We have the greatest wizard of them all. See?
That was pretty great.
So much stuff caught on fire when you started singing.
Thank you very much. I murdered a whole village of gnomes the other day just practicing. It was so gratifying to see them running around with their little heads on fire.
And isn't a burning gnome head music to all of us?
Don't you dare try to haiku right now, Spintax.
Oh, was that a haiku? I didn't even try.
Ah, boy.
Spintax, is it embarrassing that you had prepared the exact same song?
Embarrassing? Great minds think alike, right? Isn't that
Can we hear just a smidge of it?
Well, the same part. I don't know if I can hit the same part. I had a last minute change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it's not as good as mine, but I'd be willing to hear it out in order to insult it afterwards.
Well, that is not the kind of setting of a stage that I enjoy, but I'll take it anyway. The floor's mine. Here goes. Wait, how did yours start again? Could you give it to me one more time? It's happening to me. That one.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like it. Not as good as mine, clearly, but adequate.
I also plan to play my green tambourine. Listen as I play. My green tambourine.
Spintax, I gotta say, before you started singing, I wasn't 100% confident your voice was capable of song. Good job.
I'm insulted. My voice is the most melodious in all of Foon.
And how dare you compliment another person besides me, Arnie? Where is Yusuf?
Yes, sorry, I was trying to find a pair of pants. Genlevia, it's so good to see you again.
Here we go.
I wanted to tell you that even though I'm up for Best Wizard of the Year because of defeating the True Death this year, I still think about you from time to time.
From time to time?
Please describe it to me.
Well, very often, I imagine myself crawling into a pantry and opening a jar of honey and sticking my two fingers into the jar of honey.
Arnie, I don't know about you, but pantry is just one of those words I just can't get behind. Well, of course you can't get behind a pantry.
Please tell me what
I cover myself in the honey.
Please go on.
And then I transform myself into a turkey, a honey-glazed turkey.
Stop it.
And I wait for you to come and consume me.
What would you do with some mini carrots, Usador?
Oh, those mini carrots would also be glazed.
No.
Yes.
How are they talking and their faces are smashed so close to each other?
God.
I think they're trying to get nominated next year for, best glazed turkey fucking a rack of ribs.
Okay. They got rid of that award.
Very upsetting.
It was upsetting.
Usador, please let us continue this later. We have... We have really lately not been near each other, and I have been so thinking of you and so proud of you.
Oh.
I do hope that you beat that little tiny Tim Tam, the titty.
Yeah.
Wee! Does someone call me? If you say my name, Tim Tam the titty. Or I also respond to Tim Tam the teal. Wee!
Oh, she was inside of Spintax's tambourine the whole time. Oh.
Right. That's right. And I have a terrible headache because I was beat around. I was in a drying machine or something. Ouch.
Well, I wasn't aware. That's why my third from the left bit of bells didn't go off correctly. You've ruined my song, Tim Tam.
I was sandwiched between the bells because I'm a mischievous little wizard. And I was holding the top one up with my hands, and I was holding the bottom one down with my feet.
Your pantsless bottoms!
I'm going to go to the bathroom and sing at the top of my lungs to prepare for my solo, which I will take, or I will kill people. Oh. Goodbye!
Hey, y'all. All my props for my musical performance on fire right now.
Oh. Jamilius.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
You're also doing a musical performance?
Yeah, I'm up for Best Wizards Album of the Year award. I got a bunch of spells, a bunch of freestyle spells I put into a compilation, and so, it's got nominated. I don't know what to say,
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty hot, man. I got some new tracks, some old tracks, put them all together, and spells on spells on spells, you know what I mean?
And are you, because I know it changes every once in a while, are you going to be performing the spells or the songs, or are you going to have somebody else do it?
Well, I'm going to do some of them, but I have some guests coming on to do it from the South. I got some great Southern spellcasters, human, but they like to jump on and do a couple of tracks every once in a while. But, I think I'm really trying to put together a great performance. I just want to make sure that everybody has a good time, because music has to bring people together, and spells bring you even closer together,
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of everyone coming together. I believe the opening ceremonies are about to begin. Let's take a quick break before that, though.
Yeah.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Since time immemorial, wow. The Wizard's Choice Awards.
Already, they're already doing the immemorial.
The Wizard's Choice Awards have allowed wizards of all walks of life to come together for a celebration of their amazing accomplishments. Tonight is no different. And emceeing this event tonight is none other than the one, the only, the greatest Middens player of all time, Larry Birdman.
Hello, 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 welcome to the Wizard's Choice Awards. They can happen anytime and anywhere, except always on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's a heck of a treat, everybody. We don't know when we'll be back. It could be in a week, next Sunday. It could be in 100 years. So we're all gathered together, and we're going to go through a lot of great awards, a lot of great things tonight. I already saw people dressed up and down on the dead carpet, the carpet made up of the souls of all of the deceased former Wizard's Choice Award winners. And tonight, we'll have all of the great awards, of course, culminating in Best Wizard of the Year. But before we get there, things like the Dry Spell Award for the Comeback Wizard of the Year, overcoming the longest dry spell. We'll have Best Supporting Wizard. We'll have Guest Supporting Wizard. The wizard who's brought the most guests this year always gets an award. We'll have Best Magic Act Duo, Best Magic Act Solo, Best Makeup for the best improvised spell. And we have all sorts of great presenters and everything here. I'm just so excited, you know, taking a step out of my normal role as an athlete and as a commissioner. And I have all sorts of great help here who will be assisting throughout the Wizard's Choice Awards as we get ready to see what's on the question on everyone's mind. Can the same wizard win the biggest award of the year and the smallest?
Yeah!
Time will tell.
Yeah! The answer is yeah! I'm not a wizard. I'm an audience member. I'm not a wizard. I'm not a wizard.
Who is that lady in the teal?
We all know that's you, Tim Tam.
Shut up, Tim Tam.
We all know it's you.
I'm going to have to escort you out.
That's messed up.
My God.
Please don't make me use unnecessary force.
Now, helping me with presentations throughout the night is a good friend of mine and someone I've been on his podcast on several occasions, and that is Chunt the Talking Badger. Thank you so much, Chunt, for helping me out. Of course, I'm a little bit out of my element, the same way you'd be if you were on a mittens field, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you so much, Larry. It's great to be here with you. Let's go ahead and get some of the smaller awards out of the way up top.
Great.
First, for Best Short, there's one nominee, and that's...
Come on.
Tim Tam, the titty teal. And the award goes to...
Come on.
Let
someone else get it.
Tim Tam, the teal.
Damn it.
Ridiculous. Yay! Flip, spin, poof, zing, zang, poof, zing. Here I am.
Was that the
thank speech? You to the Academy. And but I just like to thank the Academy, and I'd like to thank my agents, and I'd love to thank my puppy has always believed in me, and thank you so much for all of it, and I thank you so much, and I can't wait to see what other awards I win. This is with the first of many. Oh, I stepped over a subway grate. Oh no.
Oh, we can see everything.
Oh, why do we have the subway right under the Crystal Palace here? This is very dangerous.
Yeah,
anyway, thank you.
Ooh, close one. The Banshee Screams almost took her off. Of course, if you go on for too long, the Banshee Screams will start to sound off.
That was Tim Tam the Teal's 8th Wizard's Choice Award. Mm-hmm. 6-time winner of Best Small Wizard and 1-time winner of Most Conspicuously Selfish Use of Wizardry. So congratulations to Tim Tam.
Yeah, congratulations to T3, and we do have one more quick little award before we have the first sort of speech or big category, and that is, hate to see this, it is Best Summoning of Tiny Pants. The nominees are...
Come on.
Tim Tam the Teal.
Come on.
Spintax the Green.
Yeah, come on.
What the fuck? This is fucked up.
Oh, wait, did I win?
And the award for Best Summoning of Tiny Pants.
Oh.
Wow.
Goes to Spintax the Green?
Yes! Yes!
This is fucked up!
Thank you very much! Thank you very much, wizards!
Eat shit, Tim!
This is well deserved, as you can tell by my gloves made of tiny pants! All over my hands. They're blinging out. And
I on my pants!
I worked very little for this award, but I deserve it the most, more than anyone ever has, and I deserve all the awards, which don't really matter to me because I've won them all already.
I'll get you, Spintax, if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, well, I'll see you coming a mile away in your naked bottoms, and I've got your pants right here. Here's your left leg.
Oh, fuck you.
And Arnie, this is classic Wizard Choice Awards. This is classic shenanigans.
Wow. Is it weird that I snuck up next to you on stage?
No, that's fine. Okay. And now for the first speech of the night. You heard his voice earlier, but now here he is in the flesh, the wickedly powerful Usadori Dablue.
Well, Chant, you know my name.
Sorry, I panicked. I looked at
you. Travolted it.
Who? I just panicked. I'm sorry.
Rafe Fiennes?
How much money?
Well, all right. Everyone, I wanted to just come up here and say I wanted to thank you all. It's a great honor to be here among you and to be nominated this year for Best Wizard. I've never won a Wizard's Choice Award. I've been nominated several times, but I'm very excited. And, of course, in honor of this wonderful event that can happen anywhere and any time, but always on a Sunday, I wanted to take these gnomes and transform them all into caramel corn for us to eat. Yes, caramel popcorn. Made from the bodies of gnomes. Enjoy. Yes, I will. My pants are off now.
Thank you.
Back to you, Chunt.
Back to you, Larry Birdman.
Nah, great speech there from Usador, who famously has been nominated 212 times without a win. Not a single win. Well known, has been at these awards time and time again.
All right.
212 nominees. Today is the day, a lot of people think, he breaks the streak. Of course, we don't know for sure. The Wizard Choice Awards brought to you by the Braggin' Dragon. The Braggin' Dragon, a site where men and women alike can come online and discuss their sexual escapades in a heightened fashion for an audience of wizards and dragons. That's the Braggin' Dragon. Check in to read about others.
Okay.
They've put a lot of money. They gave us this glass house. Chunt, no surprises early on. Everyone thought Spintax was a near lock for the summoning of the Tiny Pants. But of course, this is my first time hosting, and one thing I'm pretty excited about is the In Memoriam and then the Wizard Memoriam as well. Mm-hmm. The Wizard Memoriam, of course, being very short because very few wizards die. The In Memoriam about the giant anthropomorphized letters of In that walk around our great land.
Yes.
Who have a very short lifespan, and so literally thousands die. So we'll take a quick break while we watch and see the ends that have passed over the course of this year.
Oh, Arnie, I think that this is going smashingly well so far, and I just wanted to thank you again for putting together the security detail and doing everything that you've done for us.
Yeah, go for Cal? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Yes. Good.
Kel, what? My friend still doesn't have a badge.
I'm sorry? Hello? Yes?
My friend still doesn't have a badge, but he does have a badger.
Yeah.
All right.
Will that count?
What does the badger say?
I say we're good. We're good to go. Also, can we get... We asked for 6 bottles of local mead, and I don't see that back here.
Okay, well, I'm the security detail, and that's kind of the job of the stage manager.
Gotcha. I'm
so, you know,
true.
I have so more important things to do.
But we do need to talk to someone about all the things on our rider.
Cal, I hate to point this out, but most of the time you've been just, like, looking at yourself in this mirror, holding your swords.
That's completely a falsehood. I have also been checking my messages on the Braggin' Dragon.
Which I believe
is in support of this whole entire show. And if I didn't have multiple burner accounts on there, then where would we be? Not in this glass castle, I'll tell you that.
I guess that's true. Cal, I hate to dig back into this, but you have a real thing for dragons, right?
It's not a thing for dragons. I am a dragon enjoyer.
Mm-hmm.
I just really appreciate their culture, and I... can't help it that, you know, dragon chicks are, like, just objectively better than the rest of the kinds of chicks that are here.
Okay, that
seems pretty diminutive.
That's just biology. Yeah.
To speak that way about
how has your personal life been since last we saw you?
Arnie,
I don't know why
do
I keep
this.
Asking questions I don't want the answers to,
no,
and yet I am who I am.
Well, you might be wondering why I'm missing a left hand.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask. I thought it would be rude.
It was very polite of you not to ask about it earlier. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not ashamed of the things that I sacrifice for love.
Sure. OK. Okay.
Not going to explain that any further than that. That's just...
Well, I normally don't kiss and tell. But I will say that my last girlfriend was, you know... Okay, just... All right. Come closer.
Okay, yeah.
She was biter. A biter. Very kinky.
She was what?
Very kinky.
She was what?
A biter.
A biter.
A biter.
A biter.
Oh, that makes sense.
A biter.
A biter.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Right. Okay. Biter. Okay. I'm going to need you not to congregate in the hallways, everybody.
You had your wand open, Usador.
Oh, sorry about
we
that.
We could hear everything going on over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit, I gotta get back on stage. I'm up.
Oh. Arnie, Blemish returns with a rainbow bowl for you.
Oh, thank you, Blemish. Blemish, I ordered this drink like 5 days ago back at the tavern.
Yeah, so?
The plan wasn't for you to come to the Wizard's Choice Awards, Blemish. Look, I know we have helped take out all the bad thoughts out of your brain. I'm trying I don't know who could be listening, so I'm trying to be very careful in what I say. But I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you're totally a liability to be here.
I don't know what you mean. Everything about my life has been great. I've been making out with kitchen knives and scythes. And look at me. Take a look. I'll take off all my robes. You can look. Not a nick. Not a mark. Nothing.
Yeah, Captain.
I've been making out with cats. I've been making out with jaguars, bigger cats. I've been experimenting. And look at me.
You've been experimenting with bigger cats?
Yes. Look at this. I've never been better. I've never felt better.
I don't
better.
Know. What I've never you, felt when better. You say look at this,
look at
I feel
of
like
this.
There's so many things I could be. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to.
Take
there's
it
just
all
a lot
in.
Going on. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Take your time then.
Blemish, I am so happy that you have found a newfound sense of happiness and peace. Plus, Usador put a spell on you that makes you very hard to hurt, but just don't abuse it, because if you die, that would be very, very bad.
It's going great. Don't worry about Blemish.
Okay, well, just try to stay away from anybody that looks dangerous, okay? Which I guess would be everybody here.
Gotta go.
Ever since I was a kid, I've been mesmerized by the power of wizards. We come to the wizards to escape, to be told a story, to see the impossible made possible. Wizards make us laugh, make us cry. And now I'd like to introduce the man who started these awards, an old wizard who's here to show us how out of touch with reality he is. With the longest speech of the night, please welcome Can.
Hello!
Oh, damn it.
Oh, God.
I am Canificent Dewspring, master of space and time, head constable of the Can Force, headmaster of the Jizzlenob Preparatory School for Young Wizards. I've been booed before, and it's never stopped me. The elves did know me as Canigan the Ever-Living. The elves do know me as Candle Dew Spice. The elves will know me as Candy Crowley. The giants did know me as Gandalf Roar. Whoa,
fire
that was fire. So much fire. Look.
Have some caramel popcorn, you piece of shit.
Why does everyone hate me so much?
Yeah, this is just the worst part of every awards ceremony, is just you getting up here and saying your names forever.
Giants will know me as Catalingus, if you know what I mean.
Fireball!
I kind of like that one.
It's kind of laid bare. Catalingus, we know what you mean. It's not really couched within anything.
Lightning bolt!
Must we fling more spells at you, Can? Take the hint. Hit the road.
Yeah, here's another spell for you. Fart.
Funny one, actually. That was great.
He's leaving. Yes. Back to you, Larry.
One more fart could kill me.
All right. Well, had some good awards. Biggest poof award. All sorts of fun. We've seen David Silverfield already taking home 2 Wizards' Choice Awards tonight. Spintax the Green with 7 already won so far tonight.
What building about on my his... Fancy Merkin? What about the Fancy Merkin Award? You haven't gotten to that. I'm the only nominee. I'm ready.
We'll be getting to the Fancy Merkin just after this message from our sponsors, Toys R Us. Bringing you the Wizard's Choice Awards. That's Toys R Us. Chunt, have you ever met Us, the czar of all toys?
No. I've dreamed of meeting him, but never actually met him.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's a tiny czar of all toys.
Well, he's tiny because he's never grown up, right?
That's right. He says, don't call us, we'll call you. Which is you, another one of those giant anthropomorphic letters, who is the toy maker. So what happens is you go to Toys R Us, and he gets in touch with you, and eventually a toy will be delivered to...
Chun, sorry, I know you're in the middle of hosting. There's something I think you need to see backstage.
What is it, Arnie?
sorry, I can't... Sorry, yeah, no, I get it. Look, there's something about Eggy Baby.
Yeah, there is something about him. He's so precious. Sometimes he'll roll in the sun. He'll just right in the perfect little ray of sun, a little pool.
No, Chunt, seriously, like some kind of magic ricocheted off of Eggy Baby, and I think Eggy Baby is finally hatching?
What? What? Where is he?
Here, follow me.
Okay, yeah.
No, out of the way.
Get on your back.
Okay, yeah. For once, ride me, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
This is an emergency. See, it's like half cracked open.
Oh, no. Oh, sweetie. Oh.
Eggy Baby. Look, whatever comes out, Chunt.
Yeah.
You're going to be great.
Yeah.
I think.
Hey, buddy. Hey. It's okay. Hey. Shh.
There's glowing light.
Arnie, what is that?
I came as soon as I heard. I brought this trunk of magical items. Let me see if there's some sort of egg sealing wand in here.
Okay.
No, maybe this is good. Maybe it's good that it's cracking
open.
Yeah,
it's good. Arnie, will you hold my hand? Will you hold my hand, Arnie?
I'll hold your hand.
Let me see if there's some sort of magical crowbar.
Okay. Oh, I can't look.
You step over there, and I'll tell you what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Usador, is it just me? Or is this thing crawling out of this egg look really familiar?
Yes, it does look familiar.
I'm going to just try saying the name that I associate with this thing.
Is it done? Is it over?
Almost. Just a second, buddy.
Hold on, buddy.
Tucidor?
Who? Me?
Tucidor. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You just look a lot like a maybe wizard we used to know.
Oh, thank you.
You have no memories, per se?
I guess I have. Yes, I do. I was in an egg.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would you like to meet your, I guess, father?
Yeah. I have a father?
Yeah.
I thought, for somewhere in the deep recesses of my brain, I thought, wizards don't have fathers. Why did I think that? Why?
It's debatable whether you're a wizard or not.
Oh, really? Well, I have robe. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Chunt, this is what came out of the egg.
What is this? I don't... This isn't funny. This isn't funny. Usador?
Chunt, I think this is a new... kind of a nusador.
Yeah, it's nusador.
Hi, honey. You're home.
I don't know.
I don't think he recognizes.
He remembers you.
I don't think so.
It's nice to meet you, little buddy. Enchanté. What's Chunt? It's
Chunt. I'm Chunt. I was your. I'm happy to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you, buddy. Hey, you all have been so nice. Take care. I'm going to go check out what this whole shindig's about.
Oh, I guess you seem like an adult.
Well, yeah, I do seem like an adult. And you know what? As an adult, I've been rude. Big guy, the name's Nusador.
Hey, Nusador. Oh, we got it. We got it in one.
Blue guy? The name's Nusador.
And I am Usador.
Hey, little furry buddy. The name's Nusador. Ooh, a big hug. Thanks, man. Oh. It's nice to meet the three of you.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice to meet you too, Nusador.
It was nice to meet you too, Nusador. Yeah. Hey, best of luck.
They grow up so fast.
Chunt, would you like a hug?
Do you need anything?
Yeah, I'd like a hug.
Come here. Come here, little guy. I got you.
Oh, it'll be okay. I let go, right?
I let go. You don't want to be a helicopter parent.
No. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. You're right.
I know you don't know what a helicopter is.
The father of my husband.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that part.
No, this will be fine.
Do you want me to? People are gesturing for you to go back out and continue hosting the show.
Do you want me to
tell them that, like, we could have, I'm sure Larry Birdman can handle it by himself.
No, I got it. Hey, Usador, do you still have those candies, those Eternal Sun drops?
Oh, yes, here you go.
Can I have one of those?
Have a little candy.
Oh, thanks, guys. Before I eat this, thank you. I love you guys.
Has it ever occurred to you guys we don't have healthy relationship to
He just
feelings?
Said I love you. He just said
okay,
I love you too.
Ah! Ooh, all right, time to get back to the show.
Okay.
Oh. Why did I come in here?
Arnie, take one of these.
Okay. Oh, hello from the Magic Tavern.
I remember everything.
Hey, guys, who's Kate Winslet? Why do I know that name now? Kate Winslet. Wow, must be a nominee.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Again, thank you so much to all of our sponsors, Brag and Dragon, Toys R Us, Quick Change, and all of the others. Really some great sponsors this year, making it all possible for us to do this. Now, Chunt, earlier we talked about the biggest award of all, which of course goes to Best Wizard of the Year, which I've fought for a long time to just call Wizard of the Year because the best is superfluous. In my view, right? Like, we know if you're Wizard of the Year, there's a best implied, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, but I also know that wizards can be pretty sensitive. They are pretty egotistical, and they want as many sort of names before that award as possible.
That's right.
I demand you add another best. Best Wizard of the Best Year!
Of course, we can't do that because the awards are not annual. People make that mistake all the time. Could happen. Next week, could happen 100 years from now. Frankly, a terrible cadence to these awards.
I remember one year the awards started happening in the middle of the awards, and it got pretty hectic. It was pretty wild.
That's right. A great loophole that year, right? Because they can happen anytime, anywhere, as long as it's a Sunday, including in the middle of other awards.
It was wild to see so many wizards winning left and right, just raking in two award shows at the same time. Of course, Usador the Blue came out with a big egg. Big old zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember he was presenting at a time when another award ceremony began in which he was a nominee. So he had to break the bad news to himself that he had yet again not won one of the Wizard's Choice Awards. But tonight, that all could change. There are only five wizards up for Best Wizard of the Year. And for a quick retrospective about one of them, Chantal, I'll turn to you.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt y'all. I got a special award going out now to the audience. This is Jamila, sorry. You have the best audience award going out to everybody in the audience, except for one wizard.
Aww.
I'm sorry. Everybody here gets the best audience award except for Usador. I'm sorry, man. I tried to make that happen. I'm so sorry.
Yes!
I can't believe I won an award.
That's very helpful.
Back to retrospective. Sorry about that. I just had to make sure I gave that
great.
Out.
No, of course.
Thank you. Also, you've just won Best Pandering to the Audience Award, which goes to Jamilius.
Well deserved.
Anything is possible.
And now, Larry, let's get to the Best Wizard of the Best Year Award. And, of course, we'll see a clip from each wizard.
Yeah, let's start with, you know her as Tim Tam the Teal, or perhaps Tim Tam the Titty, but whatever you know her as, you know she's incredibly small. But here to show you that height isn't everything, here's a quick retrospective of some of the things Tim Tam the Teal has done this year.
Hey, where's this boat going? Can I get on it? Guess what? You don't have a choice, because I'm already on it. I'm so tiny, I'm on the boat. Ooh, Paris. Paris is quite nice in the spring.
She's got my vote. Of course, Arnie, Paris is the matchmaker in Foon. Everyone goes to Paris. They want to find a mate, you know?
She got on a boat.
I don't know that we even need to see any more of the retrospective after. What? I mean, that tiny wizard, when she got on
her vacations.
The Statue of Liberty! Look at the Statue of Liberty. It's bigger than I thought it'd be, and I'm tiny.
So Tim Tam, you went a bunch of places, but I didn't see you go anywhere in the southern region of the land.
No, she didn't.
Oh, no, I did. Yeah, I'm speaking to you from my retrospective right now. I'm speaking to you from the video right now, and I did.
I hate it when people's retrospective videos break the fourth wall. This is absurd.
I agree, Felicia.
I'm with Jamilius, Tim Tam the Teal, too white.
I'm Tim Tam the Titty or Tim Tam the Teal, and I approve this message.
All right. Incredible. Just incredible, Chunt. That Tim Tam knew exactly how this award show would go, and therefore, in some of the magic she was doing earlier this year, actually addressed the future and perfectly responded to some points that would be made. So, once That's again, the tricks...
A powerful wizard to address hecklers in the past. Yes. Magnificently done. And Tim Tam, the Teal, not wearing pants in any of those clips.
Never once. Never once. Next nominee was the great multiple time, I believe, 212 victories for this. So the exact opposite of Usador, and that is the great Spintax the Green. And let's see one of the great moments from Spintax the Green's year this year.
Caldazar, Ipsilay, and as I speak those words, you can tell that your children are safely returned to their beds. They've been missing for a year, and I've returned this whole village's children to them. I don't know where they were. They certainly weren't with me, fueling my magical devices at my castle's dungeon for years and years, toiling around, walking in circles, pushing wheels. That didn't happen, and now I've delivered them safe to you. Caldazar, Ipsilay, your kids are home. I love you all.
Oh, this is interesting.
Goodbye.
Tim Tam the Teal is appearing in Spintax's clip. I haven't seen this before.
I'm back here. Do you see me? Shoulder, 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 shoulder.
Tim Tam is spellbombing a clip. We don't really see that. The etiquette is usually a gauche move.
Vote for me.
Coltar, Chara, Reptar, leave. Zap, zap, laser. Get out of my clip.
I didn't know there was a leave spell. A perfect ending to Spintax's clip. That's surely going to help give him the lead to say his classic catchphrase, zap, zap, lasers. You might see that on a lot of T-shirts here tonight in the audience. a lot of plushy spintaxes. Zap, zap, lasers, of course, one of the most well-known catchphrases out of all the wizards, Larry.
Yeah. Saved 100 children this year. Hard to beat that. But, you know, Tim Tam did get on that boat. Another one that we need to see, of course, is 212 times a bridesmaid, never a Wizard's Choice Award winner, and that is Usador. But this year, he's done something no wizard has ever done, and it's incredibly powerful and incredibly important. And here, with a brief interview that was taped just hours ago, Usador the Blue explaining what it took to pull off the incredible.
Okay, so Usador, we'll just put together this fake interview that they'll use later in the show. Mm-hmm. So just you can just make up some bullshit about how you did this thing.
They really didn't edit this, did they?
Well, yes. Someone will edit it later on. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't worry. If you need to, like, take a moment and say anything, like, you know what, before we really get into it, like, yeah. Who do you hate at the Wizard's Choice Awards? Like do you ever get there and you're just like, ugh, Grangor the Grey, like, that guy again, ugh.
Well, I think, I assume you're trying to get me to say Spintax, but really, I don't hate Spintax. It's really Tim Tam the Teal who's driving me batshit crazy right now. I mean,
zap zap lasers. That's good news.
I'm upset.
Well, Arnie, I just want to be sure that we get the, you know, a good speech over to them, because I just want them to understand we didn't really cheat the true death. I want them to believe that. I want them to think
that it was all fake.
Yes.
Whoa.
You know, if they find out that the Dark Lord is trapped in Blemish's body and that he's the one who actually figured out a way to jump from body to body, then I'm in a lot. I'll never win this thing.
What? Surprise!
Settle down, everyone!
You know what? That reminds me, Usador. And this might be a weird time to do this. You know, I had an email recently from a listener.
Are we really going to take one of these? We just had a bomb revealed here. Are we going to keep the tape running of this incompetent interview?
I want to hear what
he
emailed
me at Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. They wrote, "Hey, Arnie, Badger Boy, and Dick Bisque. I have been going through past episodes in preparation for the Wizard's Choice Awards and wanted to share some information that you already know with you. Usador, blah, 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 blah," they go on for a while.
"Is the bar still open?"
"Usador did kill the Dark Lord. The listeners heard this happen, and you saw all of it. The DL hopping his soul into a Carfoon happened after the Dark Lord's death, beam of light and all. But most importantly, I believe that the Dark Lord being imprisoned within Blemish is the best possible result in Usador and the Dark Lord's potential confrontations. Trapping him within Blemish, who was painted with a forbidden ink, ensures he is indefinitely powerless."
Does anyone enjoy listening to this person?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm riveted.
"And that a new Dark Lord will not arise. My thinking is that there is no need for farce, and that being upfront about the dealings with
farts?
The Dark Lord..."
Wait, no need for farts?
Sorry, Usador, I'm just laughing about something unrelated.
Of course, Larry, one more fart could kill Cam.
"Would ensure Wizard's Choice Awards more than trying to keep a semantic lie.
Who are we featuring here? Why is Arnie speaking so much? Where is Usador?"
Just turn this video off!
Well, I do apologize.
But it seemed like such a good idea in the dress
You can
rehearsal.
Say my name on and off the podcast if you want, Jonathan Fairfax.
Fuck Jonathan!
Two problems. One, I'm showing the wrong tape. Two, I'm not sure how to stop it. So,
Is Jonathan Fairfax here? Is Jonathan Fairfax
Arnie, actually? I was in the John. How's it going out here?
Oh, shit. Usador.
Usador, I demand you come out here and explain yourself.
Yeah, man.
Well, good news, bad news. Good news is a listener named Jonathan Fairfax thinks you should be honest and that would be the best thing, that it would really pay off. The bad news is I think we accidentally just told everybody that the Dark Lord is trapped within Blemish.
This is going to railroad my Merkin Award.
Now a song from Randy Newman.
"Well, wizards are the magical, upside down and tragical. Every wizard's got a spell today.
What is This is absurd. It's unheard of.
No. Wait. Please hear me out.
Hey, guys, everybody, please.
Step back from the stage.
Don't tell me to be quiet. I'm going to get louder than ever.
If we can explain, I'm a one-time Wizard's Choice Award winner as part of this audience, and I have something to say. I think even though Usador here has never won a Wizard's Choice Award, and it's starting to seem right now like maybe he never will, yes. I think he should have a chance to defend himself about what's going on here.
Usador, tell him.
We did good. We did good stuff, right?
We did the best we could, given the circumstances, and yes, I lied about it. But I knew that if everyone found out that the Dark Lord was technically still alive, that there was a chance that the forces of evil may come and kill Blemish and allow him to reincarnate in a new form. I have done everything I can to end his dark reign. And by trapping him in this body and keeping him in the basement, I've done what I set out to do. The reason I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and rain and wind and fire, to ensure that there was a champion that would protect us from the forces of evil.
Should I come stand by you during this part?
No! Yeah. I'll kill you right now!
No, don't
wait,
kill him.
Wait. Before we go all zap zap lasers, trademark, we should
Where did Tim
allow...
Tam pull that sword, though? That
wasn't from their pants.
Swish, swish, swish.
The letter opener. She's so tiny.
Hey, my limited edition. It's mine now.
Usador, you did such a good job, except you just had them play that video, that very long video that was unedited, and you spilled everything on the video, and it seemed like maybe you really wanted people to know about this terrible betrayal you have enacted upon all the wizards.
Yes, terrible.
We could have all taken your lead and all fulfilled our true purposes and all experienced the real death. You could have had a wizard genocide on your hands because of this stupid lie.
I thought if the world knew the Dark Lord still was alive, that there was a chance that he would come back. And I wanted to protect the world, and I'd hope that you, as my fellow wizards, would understand that.
But you have no right to trap a Dark Lord in such a casing.
Yeah, what's next? You're going to trap me somewhere? That'd be worse.
Don't tempt
wizard?
Me, Spintax.
Oh, I'll tempt you.
Look at everybody, guys.
Hemlines.
Do you even know what's happening inside of him? Like, is a Dark Lord like in a weird, like, odd prison where he's like experiencing torture and pain, or he's having like, the best time of his life and experiencing paradise? Both are bad.
Is it like a motel sexist? Because those are terrible. The thread count is awful.
Would it help if I took off my robes and everyone could look at my naked form?
Yeah!
No. It would help a little.
Let's check it out. We'll see.
I like to see
all
what's
off.
Going on.
Take a long look.
Wow. Ooh.
Do you have genitalia or are you just tucking it somewhere?
That cat is his dick.
That's genitalia.
That cat is his dick.
Oh, that cat. Oh,
my God.
I didn't choose this. I killed the Dark Lord.
I see. I can see the genitalia.
Oh, good one, Tim Tam.
Thank you. Wee!
That's a win next year. That's totally a win next award ceremonies. Yeah.
Look, everybody, we can maybe agree that maybe the lie wasn't the best thing. And I think Usador and I was complicit in that lie. And so was Chunt. We're sorry about that. And also, you know what? While we're at it, we can all agree that listener Jonathan Fairfax had a bad idea that we should let people know what this is.
Do you get paid every time you say Jonathan Fairfax? Why do you keep saying that man's name?
And I think we can all agree that the one time Willie Crystal doesn't host the Wizard's Choice Awards, it turns into a complete shit show. I apologize.
Agreed.
There's a guy made of crystal?
Yeah.
He has a Willy made of crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Willy crystal.
Well, I think we can all agree.
This is his castle.
Yes. Well, this individual with this cat genitalia, whatever it is one of the worst vessels that we could have put the Dark Lord into. It's quite frankly very insulting.
Agreed!
Yes, no wizard deserves this.
I didn't choose this.
Look, the thing that might not be clear is, look, Usador didn't figure out how to cheat the true death. Actually, the Dark Lord figured out how to cheat the true death, and that's how he hopped into this body.
Well, I'd like to interview him. Let's get a video of him up there, of his travels.
Maybe yeah, where's his show. Retrospective?
Yeah.
You can't.
Ooh, put... fourth nominee for Wizard of the Year, the Dark Lord.
Come on.
Oh, good. Yes. Let's get him out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wizards deserve the freest will of all. We're the most powerful beings, and we deserve to hear if the Dark Lord consents to stay within this cat-dicked human. Let's rip him in half and find out.
Let's do it.
Fireball!
Fart!
That's that laser!
Chun, Usador, we have to protect Blemish.
Kel, come on. Swing your sword. Who's this? Who's this girl? What are you doing? Kel?
Okay.
Did you bring a plus one?
Man, you're messing up my game.
Oh, a biter.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, a biter.
If you see my left leg around somewhere, I can just toss it my way.
To distract us with this dragon porn show. Yeah. I'll watch that later, but
fling! Fling! Fireball!
I call down a cavalcade of acid rain.
No, stop. Eroptrol, I am telling you. Now, if you insist on allowing the Dark Lord to be reincarnated, I shall do something no wizard has e'er done. I shall destroy the Stone of Ephesius, our connection back to the realms, and
don't
I shall ensure that...
Don't.
Shut your damn mouth!
Usador, what you doing, man?
I'll ensure no one returned from the dead. Everyone will have the true death from now and for forever.
That seems very spiteful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
I promise you, as your best friend and sometimes enemy, that if you do this, you'll be the first to die. At my hands, my giant hands.
No, and at my hands, my teeny tiny hands.
You sure will be the first to die? Did nobody else hear Canalingus?
That's what? True. He actually does deserve the first true death.
Thank you.
We're
that's all
line
I
them
ask.
Up,
my ears are burning.
100%. Usador, please don't do this. Actually, you're just giving us incentive to kill you first. And I don't want to kill you. I want your hands all over me all the time. We really should talk.
Oh, I guess we
should. Usador, are you sure about this? If you destroy this thing, it'll be possible that you could die.
Well, if that's what it takes to kill the Dark Lord, that's what I'm sent here to do, right?
Yeah. And I gotta say, it feels also kind of appropriate. Look, we accidentally killed Blemish once. It's kind of nice that we can try to save him this time.
It's true.
Even though he's gross.
We don't need your storytelling arc here, okay? We're not here to make your
it's pretty,
story...
But look, hey, everyone
he's
here,
dead.
It's still kind of a good arc, right? Anybody agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Arnie, big thumbs up.
If I may, also thank you, Miss Tit, for the tiny pair of pants to staunch the blood flow and act as
you
a tourniquet.
You got it!
Well, as someone who isn't a wizard here at the Wizard's Choice Awards, I gotta say that life is very short, but a brief candle for those of us who are not wizards. But it is made all the sweeter for its ephemeral nature. I'm really kind of losing a lot.
He's lost a lot of blood.
Those pants are too tiny. They don't even cover it at all. They're in the wound now. They're inside the wound.
It doesn't really make mortality look good. No, thank you.
Kel? Kel? Kel?
Is Kel dead?
Kel?
Oh, goodness.
I think Kel's gone.
I can't tell if this is like a kink or Kel.
It could be both.
Yeah.
While everyone's been distracted, I've snuck up behind Blemish and I have a syringe of poison to his throat.
What?
Nice!
What?
Good job!
I've conjured this syringe of poison. It's got all nine deadly poisons mixed together.
I'm doing it too.
Thank you, Tim Tam.
Tim Tam, you're just holding the end of Spintex's syringe.
Yeah, but I'm doing it too. I'm doing it.
She's helping!
This whole time I've been slowly filling up his stomach with bread. I've been like magically incanting bread into his stomach.
Usador, look, I'll support you whatever you decide to do, but you know what? Wizards are kind of dicks. Do they deserve to live forever?
No! It's made us all nuts. Plus, I'm never going to win that damn award.
Well, sir, that's the thing. A bunch of wizards sitting around hoping for awards? Why do you need awards? You're the most powerful creatures in Foon. Isn't that enough?
I think so. That's why I've always fought for the forces of goodness and to and to try to make the world a little better than how it was when I found it. And if what will make the world better is to make sure that wizards aren't immortal anymore, then so be it. Yeah, I shall fly to the top of this crystal castle, and I shall take the stone of Ephesus off of the edifice where it manifested here with this castle, and I shall crush it with my great wizardly power.
It feels like menstrual cramps, but worse.
Oh, God. Ouch.
There. It is done.
No.
The Stone of Ephesus is destroyed.
Wait, does this mean wizards aren't immortal anymore?
Everyone back the fuck off. Back the fuck away from me. No one touch me.
What'd you do, man?
Isidore, we'll never be able to have all those intercourses with all those spears and other things that you put everywhere. This is horrible.
Oh, but I'm just now realizing how much dangerous shit there is in this room.
Look, Isidore, man, I'm terrified, man. I was able to live this life because I can live forever. I'm a black wizard, man. What'd you do, man? You messed up my entire life, man. That's twice you screwed me over. You're the worst dad figure I've ever had in my life.
Oh, Jamilius.
I'm never going to be able to get on a boat again.
I don't think that's true.
I'm not going to be able to live in Migas anymore. The temperature gets very low, and I don't know when frostbite sets in, but it's probably just anywhere. So I'm going to have to move to the beach and just shut myself in and wrap myself in cotton. This is very upsetting, Isidore. How am I going to forgive you?
I feel germs and viruses invading my body, crawling on my skin, trying to invade me and tear apart my meat.
Will you?
What have you done to us, Usador?
People survive all the time and still do great acts of wonder and heroism, even if they are immortal.
We're not people, you idiot.
We're wizards, man.
I will do nothing for no one ever again. It's all about me now. I'm me, preserving
yes.
me. I mean, I my skin, I can feel it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can feel a wrinkle. Do I have a wrinkle, Tim Tam? Do I have a wrinkle? Oh, my God.
Yes, there's an arm. I'm stuck in one. Is this how I die?
Tim Tam's going to die right here, right now, in one of those gigantic wrinkles.
We can't trust anything right now. Everything is a danger.
Everyone stay back.
No one breathe on me. Do we get germs now? Can we die of a germ? Oh, no.
I feel like we got to shut it down.
Jamilius
is right. We've got to have order.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We gotta take this entire thing and shut it down. Wizard's Law, everybody. We're declaring Wizard's Law.
Might makes right!
No.
Yes!
No one in and out of Foon. No one moves around Foon unless a wizard demands it. All wizards, all the time, all authority.
Yeah!
Yes, 10 feet around every wizard. We must have a border of protection and definitely some skin cream. Please give me some skin cream.
I'm going to fly to the Far East and I'm going to assemble an army to protect me of skeletons and demon bulls and fire things.
I'll have no part of this. You can split up Foon if you want into different territories and try to be the rulers of those areas, but I will have nothing to do with wizard law.
Usador, be careful. You're up kind of high. Here, why don't you take my hand? You could fall. Look, Usador, if you fall from up there, you're going to die.
Oh.
You break your hip or something.
You'll never
cast again the same way. Also, we're in a glass castle and the sun is still out. Just stay away from that ray of light over there.
Let's get out of here. Blemish, you come with us. Come with us. And I guess, should we pick up Kel's body just in case?
Yeah, it looks like Kel's giving a thumbs up.
Let's grab
that. They were just eaten up to their navel.
Come on, Blemish.
Come on.
I got Kel.
Make my body better. Give me a leg that's a sword.
All right, we'll give you swords
okay,
for legs.
Okay, Kel. Yeah, we'll give you swords for legs.
Okay, thanks. You guys are good pals.
Kel, even while dying, Kel keeps talking to themselves in the mirror.
Yeah, that looks good.
Goodbye, Isidore. We'll never be able to intercourse again. Who knows what intercourse can do to a person, age them, anything. I just...
Oh, no.
My dear, how could you disappoint me so much?
I didn't mean to disappoint you. The castle's falling apart. The Wizard's Choice Awards is over. Quickly. We must all escape. Escape!
I hate you all, and if I see you again, I'll kill you. Turning myself into a rocket and blasting off into the sky!
I'm going straight to Paris. to have a nice coffee at a cafe bistro.
Tim Tam is drunk.
I love you all so much.
You just now realized that? Oh, look, Larry Birdman is—he's shimmying down a rope.
I'm out of here. This was a disaster.
Goodbye, Larry.
Somebody get Willie Crystal's agent on the phone immediately.
Isidore.
Yes, Jimilius.
I think you were right.
What?
I think that we are all dicks. We are the biggest dicks in the entire land, man.
We don't have to be. We can start using our powers to help people again and create a better world if we just work together.
Zap, zap, laser attack!
Oh, no!
Oh! Oh! Ah! Oh.
Jimilius!
Oh, oh, there goes no. The floor.
Oh! Oh!
I never got my market award!
Quickly, Arnie, we must make our escape. Everyone, on to this giant eagle I have summoned here.
Whoa, that appeared so fast.
Yes, I conjured it out of the thin air. But don't say anything about its third wing.
Whoa, look at that third wing. It's a three-eagle.
No.
You came up with that name so fast.
Well, I just assumed that's its... A wing on the belly?
Quick.
That's got to be for show, right? It's not even moving.
Everyone, up on its back.
This thing flies weird with three wings.
Hey, Usador?
Yes?
What does wizard law even mean?
It's a terrible, old law, Chunt. One I ne'er thought would come to fruition. Ah, the wizards. They have laid their claims, and all shall wage war against them, and they shall wage war against us. Everyone shall come into conflict with the wizards now, for freedom itself is at stake. They shall dictate what we eat, when we sleep, how we sleep, where we sleep, how long we sleep, and all sorts of other laws, too. Things that don't even have to do with sleep.
A lot of sleep-centric stuff, it seems.
Yeah, but
like.
A lot of stuff about what we eat, and where we go, and who we talk to. It's terrible.
So Foon is fucked.
Foon is fucked.
Arnie, Foon is fucked.
Foon is fucked.
The only silver lining is it seems like a pretty exciting thing to explore in the next season.
We gotta unfuck Foon.
That's a t-shirt.
Hey, Usador.
Yes, John?
I stole one of these backstage. I just wanted to give it to you, and I want to officially award you the Best Wizard of the Best Year award from Arnie and I.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, I really appreciate it.
I mean, it's not official like the one I won for being in the audience.
But. Yeah, right. And I won the same audience one because technically, I'm in the audience as well, even though I'm on stage. I know it says it's engraved Best Merkin, but you'll know in your heart and mind that it's the Best Wizard of the Best Year Award.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Also, if it makes you feel any better, I got this email from a listener. They emailed me at magictavern@puppies.supplies.
Oh, is it that guy address. Again? What's his name?
It's a different one. It says, "Hello, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. Ever since the recent episode with Barnor the Lawyer, Arnie has been calling himself the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. And I just want to point out that this is not the case. Since Usador was defending Arnie, it was technically him and not Arnie who defeated Barnor, making Usador and not Arnie the true greatest lawyer in all of Foon. P.S. Don't die. Sincerely, DJ Butt Soup."
Wow. Thanks, DJ Butt Soup.
What a lovely gesture. I suppose I'll add that to my list of incredible titles.
So hold on. Arnie, DJ Butt Soup, are they just on the twos? We don't have time for that.
I mean,
you know, the ones and twos.
Yeah,
but DJ Butt Soup would just be on the twos. Arnie, does that make sense? We don't have time
it
for
does.
That.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that. But does it make sense what I'm asking?
It does. There's...
Yeah. On the twos. Just the twos?
I can't think of a better thing to end our entire season on than the twos line.
Oh. So the wizards are at war now, and on top of that, I'm the only one who knows there's a military strike force from Earth that's infiltrated Foon? I'm gonna need a bigger cape. It's time for me to take action and fix this. But let me first wrap this up one more time for the season. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Tim Tam the Teal was played by Mary Holland. Kelvaxis the Sword Bro was played by Erica Ishii. Check out her narrative play podcast, Worlds Beyond Number, even though we know there's just the one. Jinlevia the Red was played by Felicia Day. Check out Third Eye, Felicia's new scripted fantasy comedy audio adventure about a failed chosen one whose life is turned topsy-turvy by a girl who admires instead of hates her. Out now at audible.com/thirdeye. It stars Felicia Day, Sean Astin, London Hughes, Lily Pichu, Will Wheaton, and featuring Neil Gaiman as the narrator. I could appreciate a good framing device. Spintax the Green was played by Charlie McCracken. Jamilius the Mauve was played by Anthony LeBlanc. Check out Charlie McCracken and Anthony and lots of other great performers in Letters to Santa, a 24-hour charity improv show December 16th through the 17th at the Elysian Theater in L.A. and streaming online. Larry Birdman was played by Rush Howell. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. Did everyone else get a little tired hearing that one credit? Me too.
Hello, we're still down here.
Yep. Haven't gone anywhere.
Yes, I haven't forgotten about you. There's just a lot going on right now. Okay, listeners, if you haven't caught on, this is the season finale. Yes, the thing you just heard. We're taking a few months off before, don't say I didn't warn you, returning with season 5. Don't worry, you're still going to be inundated with quote-unquote content during that break. In 2 weeks, you'll have the annual slap-together winter solstice bonus scene. Then after that, roughly every other week, we'll be unlocking stuff from the Patreon and putting it on the main feed. Delicious sloppy seconds. Starting with the rest of season 1 of Shadow City, a cops and robbers actual play DM'd by Anthony Birch. And if you're not getting enough regular Magic Tavern expression of wonderment, these next few months are a great time to join the Patreon, where we'll be running the long-awaited season 4 of Offices and Bosses, along with some extra surprises, like a comic strip. Now it's not a surprise. Speaking of the Patreon, Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like William Freeman, Paul Mosseri, Stephen Barry, Andrew Anderson, I hate it when AI generates names, Susie NW, Danny Janney, Adam Blythe Smith, Kirsten Cadera, Brooke Ross, Alex Mowbray, Jack Gore, Matt Harling, Peter Ramkasoon, Jun Liu, Celeste, and Chris Woolston. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. And very soon, those bonus episodes will be a new season of Offices and Bosses. Here's a clip from the most recent Patreon episode.
Have I your permission to sight beyond sight to see if I can identify the prize inside?
Yeah, can he Thundercat this for us?
Oh, please do.
Oh, it is a Kremly the Cracker figurine.
Oh, you are wealthy.
Wow.
This is invaluable.
I'm so lucky. Do you guys want to celebrate by eating some delicious crackers? Let me just open this up.
No. I will kill you, Philistine.
It's just the figurine. Okay. If you open the cracker tin, it will lose all of its value.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You have the treasure of Shangri-La in your hands, and not just some dumb princess.
What?
Okay. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
No, there's...
Did someone say that the treasure of Shangri-La?
It's not literal.
No, you've
it's
got too
literal.
Much to do, Knight. Get out of here. You have major quests.
I'm supposed to find an egg.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Do you find yourself literally begging for this to end? Too bad. You can also find out about the upcoming Patreon meet and greet on Discord talking about the season finale with Arnie, Matt, and Adol at 9 p.m. CT on December 14th. I'm free that night. Not that anyone asked. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. If you're hoping they'll include you in upcoming fun events, well, every time the heart is broken, it only becomes more resilient. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, that's everything. Where's that intercom? Here we go. Attention, goblins being held captive in the lower levels. A, sorry the story left you behind. B, who am I speaking to?
I'm Nerf.
I'm Inta.
There are a lot of us down
here
still.
There's so many of us here, it's crowded.
That's enough, I don't have time for character development. Listen up, I'm unlocking all the doors. You have full access. This facility is yours to do with as you see fit. All I ask in return is that you keep an eye on whatever goes up in place of that Burger King. All right, so much for this way station. Time to go somewhere I really don't want to be. Oh, you need a metal contraption to transport yourself? Yawn. Look, pal, I knew Nikola Tesla, and he would not have liked that boxy disaster. Over this fence? All right, let's see if this portal detector is still functioning. I should not have used it as a whisk so often. There it is, still there. This angle is tricky. I am really not looking forward to this, but in I go!
Oh, Arnie, look, the tape of Tim Tam the Teal. There's more vacation videos.
Ah, here I am in South Dakota.
Yep.
Wow. And, oh, look, look at there's so much grass. Oh, boy. I love it here. I'm gonna go, oh gosh, I'll go,
Hey Arnie, I just realized this isn't a clip, that's just Tim Tam standing on stage.
Oh, where am I gonna go? Here I am in South Dakota! Whee!
All right, let's get out of here before this whole damn castle collapses.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.